USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he delayed yesterday's planned immigration raids on nearly a dozen cities because he wants to give Democrats every last chance to address immigration issues. ICE agents were expected to round up around 2,000 illegal aliens on Sunday, but the president called off the raids. New acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, says this not only affects people on the national level, it also affects people on the local level.
Look, I've been in a courtroom in Prince William County, Virginia, and watched a juvenile court judge try to deal with placing a child who was clearly illegal with a family who the child was clearly not related to.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Trump is having lunch at the White House with the vice president today. The president is also expected to place more sanctions on Iran. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
The all-clear is being given at the federal courthouse in Dallas, Texas. Police were investigating a suspicious semi near the Earl Cabal Federal Building. The incident comes 1 week after Brian Isaac Clyde opened fire just outside the same building. Police determined the vehicle posed no threat. A ruling by the Supreme Court is expected soon regarding President Trump's decision to add a citizenship question to the census. Regarding citizenship questions, Carrie Severino, chief counsel to the Judicial Crisis Network, reminds us,
the citizenship question is something that for most of our history has been asked on the census in one form or another. It's something that hasn't been asked of every American in recent decades because there's a shorter form that's used. They're saying, let's add this to the shorter form. We need to know this to be able to know how to apportion all of our government services, because we need to know where our citizens actually are.
Severino was speaking there on Fox News, and the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team is taking on Spain today. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
30 horses have died at Santa Anita Racetrack this season, and over the weekend, Hall of Fame trainer Jerry Hollendorfer was told by the California Horse Racing Board that he's no longer welcome at Santa Anita Park. Veterinarian Oscar Chavez tells Fox News they may want to look into other reasons as to why the horses are having to be put down.
They're focusing on one trainer, and instead of really investigating the issue in a broader way and coming up with potentially other reasons and or other factors that may be causing this, there could be really important lessons to be learned.
There was quite a few reboots and sequels at the movies over the weekend. USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs down the top movies.
There's plenty of kids out there. Sometimes change can be good.
You can't teach this old toy new tricks.
You'd be surprised.
Bonnie, we're going home for you.
Coming in at number one, Toy Story 4, featuring Tim Allen and Tom Hanks. Coming in second place, the Chucky reboot, Child's Play, at 14 million. At number three, another version of Disney's Aladdin, featuring Will Smith, at 12 million. Speaking of Will Smith, number four is the sequel for Men in Black, called Men in Black International, at 10.8 million. The Secret Life of Pets 2, another sequel, at number five, with 10.3 million. And the movie about Elton John, Rocket Man, coming in at number six with 5 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.